71 degrees with clear sunny skies in center. And now let's go to our phone lines and welcome Ms. Ashton Shepherd into our studios. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so very much for taking time to be with us this morning. It's our honor to have you to share some things with us today.
Well, I'm honored that y'all were having me this morning. I'm actually glad y'all made me my butt get out of the bed. I've been sort of being a little bit lazy during the summertime because I don't have to get up with my little boy for school. And I think all mamas and daddies know the routine. If you're a stay-at-home mom or whatever, and like the way I work, my travels, sometimes I'll travel a couple, 3 days a week, and sometimes I'm home for a week. It's just whatever's going on at the time. And I've just totally got out of my getting up early routine. When I say getting up early, I mean, you know, 5:30 or 5 or whatever, instead of getting up at like 7 or 8. Seems like your day just slips away from you when you used to getting up early. So I'm glad to be up early talking to y'all this morning.
Well, Ashton, you know how it is in rural Alabama. You're accustomed to that, getting up early. We get our day underway early, and we don't let the sun get ahead of us, right?
Right. That's what Mom and Daddy always said is, hey, you know, we want to get up, and, you know, Daddy lives by that saying, you know, he likes to get up early, have plenty of time to get his coffee, and we're real excited. We're going to be making our way up. Matter of fact, we're leaving late this evening to go toward Nashville for tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, and then Thursday we're doing a little show at Dave and Buster's in Nashville, and we've got some shows next week, some acoustic shows, and we're real excited about the new single, and so excited. You know, thank y'all again for wanting to do a radio interview and allowing me to, and doing this independently. It's just been, so gratifying to me, and I've been so appreciative for everybody, you know, still grabbing a hold of what I do and being supportive and allowing me to, you know, let people hear my music and what I'm doing, you know.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this new song. You mentioned your new single and your album. I understand you wrote all that music.
I did. I wrote this song by myself, and I wrote it about a year ago, and I wrote it, you know, in between so-called record deals or whatever you want to call it. I wrote it after me and Universal Music Group weren't together anymore, and I remember being, you know, just in a place of kind of feeling like our money was running low, too, and everything, you know, what was I going to do? And I had my brand new little girl, and of course got my son, and like every American, you know, we all want the American dream. We all want, you know, things to go good for us and to be able to put up for our children. And I was kind of in a little bit of a sad place, but at the same time, I wanted to write something that really made a statement about being an American that meant, you know, I'm proud no matter what, because good Lord's good to all of us. He blesses us every day. And that is something, not that that's hard to remember, but we all just get faced with a lot of things every day, you know, that makes us a little sad or whatever we're dealing with. And I want this song, This Is America, to be uplifting to folks. And they can actually, you know, thankfully to y'all, they can hear it on the radio, and they can buy it digitally on iTunes and Amazon and everywhere digital music is sold right now. And then the album's coming out in about a month.
Well, let's play it for them. Let them hear this song. You wrote it and got it going, and it's been released, and let's let them hear it, okay?
All right.
Here it is. This Is America with Ashton Shepherd.
Red, white, and blue hanging high in the yard, but the money's running low, though. We've been working real hard, so tonight the hot dogs taste good as a steak, and y'all, it's all gonna be okay. So let's wave our hands high, thankful for
see you.
you don't love it, then leave. We don't mean any harm, see. We just say what we mean, 'cause there's a lot of men who've fought and they've died so that this land that we live in could stay in.
Absolutely. This is America. That's Ashton Shepherd for you on WEIS. Ashton, great song.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so proud of that song. I really am. I'm as a songwriter, I guess you're proud of all your songs, but that one's real special to me. It just says everything I want to say as an American, you know, and I hope that other people feel that way about it. I'm real tickled with it, and that's also the title track of my album, so when people look for the album, it'll be called This Is America, too.
I understand that you slammed Billboard also with it this week, and they really set up and take a notice.
They sure did. I have been, once more, I've just been so tickled with everything. I got very good feedback from Billboard. We were in Today's Country Mag. I got a press release thing about that yesterday, and TheExaminer.com, and Scott Sexton, which is a very, very prestigious critic and whatnot in Nashville, wrote a wonderful review about it that they sent me yesterday that's online. And people can probably, you know, if they're interested in finding out anything like that, until my website gets completely finished, we got it under construction, they can just type in, you know, Ashton Shepherd, This Is America Reviews and Google search or whatever. But finding out the most about me, about my family, who I am as a person. For anybody that, you know, there may be a few out there that goes, oh, yeah, I remember her, or I know her, and then there may be a whole lot that don't. So I tell people to go to my Facebook page, because that's where I pretty much live, per se, as far as putting realistic things on there, like pictures from home and pictures from the road and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I stay on there daily, and I go on there and read all my fans' comments and like them, and because it just keeps me going. It really does. It's what kept me going when I wasn't sure what I was going to do with my career, with my fans.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You've got some fans here in Northeast Alabama that are disappointed because you weren't with me in the studio this morning rather than us doing this by phone.
We definitely can make that happen. I mean, we're in Alabama, too, which if it's North Alabama, it's a few hours for us. Where exactly are y'all?
We're northeast of Gadsden, just near the Alabama-Georgia state line. And do you still live in Coffeyville? I knew you grew up there.
Now, I do live in about 30 miles from there. So we still live in South Alabama. But we'll definitely, especially since we got to do this morning, we'll try to set up a time that we can come up there one morning and make a rounds or whatever, because you know, that'd be great to do some live on air, and maybe we can set up some little shows. Right now we're looking at doing like a maybe mid-September to November. We're looking into setting up like a fall acoustic tour, like a night with Ashton Shepherd.
Absolutely.
And you know, we could maybe bring y'all in on doing some promotion with it and try to find somewhere around there that, you know, I'm looking at like approaching like more of a theater type avenue with it, where it's just me talking to the fans and being able to do a real good meet and greet. You know what I mean? Like something a little more personable.
Sure. Well, we had a lady this morning called it, I think it was about 5 after 5 or 6 after 5. She said, "Now, what time did you say Ashton Shepherd would be there this morning? I want to come and meet her." And she was up early.
Bless her heart. Now, that makes me want to meet her. But what we'll do is, like I say, we'll figure out something around there, because we're excited about that too. Because my fans, again, they're verbal to me and vocal to me on Facebook, and I'm also doing Twitter too. I'm a little more savvy, or whatever you call it, with Facebook. Twitter's a little bit, still a little bit confusing to me. I'm still kind of learning it. But my fans let me know how much they enjoy the acoustic shows, and I thought, you know, why don't we make this more like a meeting with Ashton, sort of a, you know, if you're doing a 500-seat theater, and it's so much easier to do a meet and greet that way. We did a thing like that the other night at Muscle Shoals, in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and we got to meet everybody there. You
absolutely
know, and that's special, and that's something I kind of, what you call it, sort of vest myself in, is it's being able to do something special for the fans, and because they're doing something special for me by keeping my career alive and allowing me to follow a dream, you know. And too, I got a brand new cooking show that we can talk about too, I'm excited about.
I was going to mention that. You are cooking, and how did you transition from country music to cooking?
Well, it's interesting. Speaking of Facebook, I got a message from a lady that is the CEO of America's first online television network, and it's a 21-channel network that is free, and that's sort of the big capital letters. You know, anybody can go there. You don't have to subscribe to it. It's a open-to-the-public free network, and it's got different categories, of course, like the Foodie Network, that is what I'm on, and it's got a rural network. It's got like a Christian network. And, of course, they're in the process of launching all the channels, and that's why they hadn't done like national press yet, because they want to get all the 21 channels first. But they've got several channels up and running now, including the Foodie Network. And she said, "How would you like a cooking show?" And I thought, well, now this is different because it is free, so I have to make money off of advertising, and I'm seeking out sponsorships right now because I just started the show. It hadn't been 2 weeks ago. And you can go, it's on demand, as they call it. In other words, you know, a lot of people are going, "Oh, man, did we miss it?" And I'm like, no, you'll never miss it. That's the beauty of it. If you've got a smartphone or a computer at home, all you got to do is go to ashtonshepherd.ewave.tv, and it's right there. And the episodes will live there, and I put the recipes there so people can not only watch me cook it, and it's real natural. We didn't, like, fluff it up and retake after retake. I just took it, and it's just a normal old, you know, it makes you feel warm and kind of whatever when you're watching it. You don't feel like you're at home.
Absolutely.
So I encourage people to watch it. First episode's tomato gravy and biscuits, and matter of fact, this is perfect. They told me I didn't know they were going to put the episode, the new one, up today, but they went ahead and put it up like in the middle of the night, and they said, "I hope that's okay," because I told them I wanted to launch it today because we had this interview this morning. And they said, "Oh, well, we done put it up," so people can go there now and see the newest episode. And it's us cooking ribs at our picking shed here on our property in Lower Alabama.
All right. Well, now, tomato gravy and biscuit, that sounds like a good start to our day. That'd be good right now to have some of that to get our morning up and going with our coffee.
Hey, you ain't joking. And my little boy loves it. And I learned to cook it from my mother-in-law. And this is so cool to get to do something that you, like, I always wanted to maybe have something like a cooking show. And eventually, my plans are to have a cookbook, of course, and something people can purchase. Like I say, once my website's up, we're going to have a little store on my website, and people will eventually be able to get those things. But for now, I kind of like the fact that people are sort of getting to see my career build also, if that makes sense, where sort of doing things as they happen and just being real wide open about it.
I understand. And that is wonderful so that they can follow you not only on your country music tour, if you will, and your country music career, but on your cooking network there. And that's E-Way. Let's give them that email, that URL again.
It's if it's a little hard to remember my name with it, then all you have to remember is typing in ewave.tv on the Google search.
Yeah.
And the page itself is going to come up with the different channels. And it's on the Foodie Network.
All right. E-Wave.
The easiest way to actually get straight to mine is ashtonshepherd.ewave.tv.
All right. ewave.tv.
And it's there, and then they'll have little recipes and little blogs from me, and of course, just little short episodes. This last episode's not but 10 minutes.
Well, you've had a successful career in country music. In 2007, you kicked off with Taking Off This Pain. That was your debut single.
Yes,
did
sir.
Real well for you.
It did. It did. It took off for us. We were, of course, super just thrilled because we were coming from a place of just not just being an unknown completely, because nowadays, with American Idol and all these reality series and people, a lot of the people that are having success have already had former success somewhere else, you know? And so we were just starting from, like, who is this girl? You know, like, nobody knew who I was. So, yeah, it took off. And then, of course, we put out Sound So Good, and it done well. And I was a little disappointed because we didn't get to do a third single off of that first record. And so many of my fans were like, why? You know, what happened? And that's part of the record industry. And when you're with a major label, there's a lot of pros, but that was one of the cons, is you're under their discretion with when you put things out and when does your single release and how many albums do you get to put out in so much time and things like that. And that's just how it is because you're signed with them, and so to speak, they are your they're your job, they're your employment, so to speak, and you're still an artist of your own, but you have rules and regulations to go by if it's theirs, which is understandable because they got other artists they're working with and they can't just completely focus on you, and that's just business. But the good news is being back out independently like I am now, I just have so many plans, and the fans just make me want to do more than I've ever done before. Like we were mentioning about the cooking show and a cookbook and just all kind of stuff, that avenues that I can take now that I am independently kind of doing things and running things on my own. But yeah, we've had a nice career, and Universal really did do a great job with promoting me at radio and allowing me to have this platform, you know.
And look it up. A couple of years ago, big song, did well for you. And,
yeah, it sure did. It was a sassy song.
Yeah, tell us about that little sassy song.
Yeah, it was actually brought to me by the record label. I typically write my songs, but on this record, they were doing a little bit of song fishing and looking around for me, you know, for some outside songs, as they call it. When you're a songwriter, they try to find you other people's songs sometimes. And, you know, I was a little bit leery of cutting somebody else's songs, because not that I'm not a fan of everybody's music, but when you're a songwriter, you kind of want to cut your stuff, you know. But they brought me this song, and I thought, you know, wow, everybody else playing it for, so this sounds like something you wrote. And that's what you're looking for as a songwriter, is something that somebody can't tell whether you wrote it or somebody else wrote it. It suits you, you know. And they just thought it would be the perfect lead-off single, and we're Taking Off This Pain sort of being a little bit of a kiss-off song. You know, they said, well, let's put this one out. We think it's going to do good, and it did. We had a lot of success with it, and, of course, had a lot of women singing along.
Absolutely. Well, let's play it for them, and then let's come back with a little bit more with Ashton Shepherd. Here's Look It Up.
The word is faithful. Look it up. It don't mean sneaking around behind my back like you ain't getting enough. How about forever? Just look it up. It means through thick and thin and pitching in, even when the times get tough. The word is easy. Look it up. And you'll see a picture of that piece of trash riding around in your pickup truck. Let's try a liar. just look it up. But you'll need boots to wade through all the bull you tell me when you come home drunk. It's just like you to be so clueless, 'cause you never thought I'd do this. I said go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the word is over. Look it up. You said you're sober. Look it up. It's right next to hell, it's freezing over. Flying pigs and all that stuff. And how about baby? Look it up. It's what you call me and it's how you act every time I call you a bluff. It's just like you to keep denying, save your whining and your crying. I say go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the word is over. Look it up. The word's forgiveness. Look it up. It's what Jesus has in store for you, but I don't know matter what. Quit your begging and a praying. Can't you hear what I've been saying? I said go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the word is over. Look it up.
Ashton Shepherd's Look It Up, and as you said, Ashton, that's a little sassy.
Yeah, it's a little sassy one. It definitely is. It's one of them that when you're mad at somebody, you can definitely delight in that one.
Absolutely, and as you said, there were some ladies that could relate to that pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember first couple of times we played it at these little venues and bars and whatnot. I mean, people were just, especially when they had never heard it, they had that initial first-time reaction of, like, just getting tickled and laughing and just loved it, you know. And, of course, that's what sort of set it off to us, that we thought, okay, this song's going to grow some legs and it's going to be a hit, because it just had that kind of response and reaction from people. So, but I sure appreciate y'all playing my songs, and, you know, this not only one of my songs, but playing that song too this morning, because maybe that one kind of jogs some folks' memory if they didn't remember me or whatever.
Absolutely. Well, we want them to be able to relate to you. Let's talk a minute about your career. How you got started. I know you got started early in music in an early age and growing up in South Alabama. And tell us some of your influences and how you got started into country music on your own.
You know, I started singing. You know, and I've heard a lot of artists say this. I started singing in church, but I was also singing before that. I've got tapes at home, Mama does, 90-minute tapes, where I had two big brothers, and I remember being, you know, 2 and 3 years old, and I talked very early. Mama said I was talking at like 6 and 7 months old, so they knew, okay, she's real smart. She's good verbally with talking, and then as I got a little older, they noticed I wanted to sing a lot, and even at 3 years old, I remember Mama's got a tape of me singing "There's a Tear in My Beer" when I was like 3, and really being able to carry a tune. And I guess they, you know, as parents, just took notice that there was something a little different there. And then I'll even look back myself and think, how did they know, even with me being 3, like, what possessed them to, if you know what I mean, to put that interest in pushing me and uplifting me in it? But they did. And, of course, I believe wholly and solely that's the good Lord working too, because he puts what we need in us to make things happen and have things, you know, happen in our lives the way they're supposed to. But I did. I started singing that early, and I entered my first competition at 8 years old. And from that point forward, that spawned a lady coming up and saying, hey, do you want to sing at the Greensboro Catfish Festival in Alabama? Well, sure. And then I go to that, and then that leads to something else. And then we were singing at fairs and rodeos and all kind of little local things. And, of course, that got the the artist part of me kind of, what would you call it, sort of polishing up that nervous part of you, or the part that was scared to be on stage. I kind of had to get over that at such a young age, because I was pretty much, you know, in the public eye or in front of people or meeting people and stuff when I was that little, and writing songs when I was that little too. And I started playing the guitar around 15 years old, and that really, really helped my songwriting a lot. And that's when I really, really started writing, you know, just at that point in time, I'm not married and I don't have children, and I could just sit and play my guitar all day, you know, at my mama's house. And I'd write songs, and, you know, I always knew I wanted to do something special with my career, but just didn't know how. And I thought, you know, we can't move to Nashville, and Daddy's got a permanent job, you know. How are we going to just up and move there? You know what I mean? And how, like, in my mind, I'm thinking, that doesn't make sense. Why can't somebody just hear me? If they like me, they like me, and if they don't, they don't. You know, why can't I just send a demo up there? Or I used to think of just all kind of different ways, and that's about how it happened. I got overheard at a competition. After I got married and had my son, I decided to enter a competition in Gilbertown, Alabama. And I hadn't entered a competition in probably 4 years because I'd gotten discouraged, and I never won. And I was thinking, you know, well, let me just enter this competition. And I won it and got overheard by a fella that produces demos for artists that are trying to make it. And I went up there and recorded 3 songs. And it got started getting spread around. This one handed it to this one, and this one handed it to the next person. And I ended up meeting Shelby Kennedy. And Jerry Kennedy is in the Country Musicians Hall of Fame. He worked with Reba in her early years, and that's his dad. And they both liked my music, and Shelby took me to Universal Music Group.
How about that? And also, that same contest got you as an opening act for a big name star.
Sure it did. It was for Lori Morgan, yeah. And there you go with, you know, that proves that don't ever think you can't just get heard. And I'm not encouraging that you don't go to Nashville. That's not what I'm saying. I realize a lot of artists make it that way. But you can get heard anywhere, you know, and you really can. And with today's networking system of Facebook and, you know, YouTube and all these different things for the younger generation, there's a lot of ways to make it. And I kind of, it was a little bit different story, you know. And I thought, you know, the Lord has blessed me, you know, with there really being a different way for me. And my whole career has kind of been like that, and once more makes me even more excited to be taking this little route we're taking with everything, because, you know, going back, the good Lord is going, he's going to help you, and it's going to happen the way he wants it to. You just have to be patient and pray about it. And I know we all, especially Southern and, you know, Northern and all Americans alike are, you know, trustworthy in that, and that, you know, knowing that everything will work out like it's supposed to when the good Lord's involved.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And as long as you honor him with your life, and obviously you have, quite talented, and of course you've been blessed with a wonderful family. And of course, I see in your career, Ashton, that just like in so many other artists, that there's nothing that's going to make up for hard work and dedication.
No, you're exactly right. And sometimes I don't mean I forget, but sometimes I lose sight maybe of just how much effort has been put forth. And I realized it in different moments. You know how something just hits you, you know, like certain things your children say, or make some, you think of something or whatever. But when I was driving home from Nashville, one of these last trips we made, I was talking to my mama, and mama said, "Well, baby, you've been working hard a long time." You know, because I just kept saying, "Mama, I can't believe everybody's, you know, welcoming me back like they are." You know, I had gotten so sad there for a little while, wondering what was going to happen. And she said, "Baby, you've been working a long time." She said, "You might be, you know, only 26 years old, but baby, you've been singing since you was 8 years old." And it kind of just hit me that, you know, I guess she's right. You know, and like you said, it does. It takes. That's something that a lot of people that are trying to make it, when folks ask me, "Well, what kind of advice do you have for my daughter or my son that wants to be a star?" You know, I say, well, it's knowing what it really involves, because I think a lot of people get involved in many things, not just a artist career or whatever, but a lot of different things that you don't quite know what all it's going to contain. And it is a very big business, and it's a big industry, and it's a lot to learn. But it does take a lot of hard work, dedication. You said it just right. It really does. And you got to stick with it. You got to be motivated. You got to believe in yourself, and you can't give up, you know. And I've been so fortunate to be able to keep that kind of a feeling, because it's easy to get them sad feelings and almost get caught up in like an undertow, if you know what I mean, and sort of lose that little zest. And just like me keeping my Facebook going, I think to myself, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have the sense to do that, because there was at one point when I thought, you know, when I wasn't putting out no music, like, well, if I'm, you know, like, why would I stay on there? Like, nothing to do against the fans, but, like, I was kind of sad inside my own self, you know, but I kept it going, and I kept putting pictures on there, even if it was just of Ray, my little girl that was born back in the fall of 2011. She's almost two. My little boy is going to be eight in October, and so I just kept it going with my fans, telling them who I am as a person, and they kept it growing.
How about that? That's great. Well, Ashton, we got to go. I hate to cut it short. I've enjoyed it. Thank you so very much for taking time out of a very busy schedule to be with us on WEIS in Center, Alabama.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and glad to tell my story and let people inside my world a little more.
Ashton Shepherd, This Is America, and you can get it on YouTube and other places. Amazon.com, I'm sure, has it, and others. So you go there and also call your country radio stations and ask them to play it. Am I right?
Yes, please do. I don't mention that, but I appreciate you saying that. Yes, call your local station and go to iTunes or Amazon, download it, and y'all be singing along to it, and maybe we'll have a show in y'all's area pretty soon. We'll get together on that.
All right, we'd love to have it. We're going to leave it with Take Off This Pain. You want to tell us briefly about it, and then we're going to play it.
Sure, yeah. I wrote this one really kind of just based on being a little aggravated with my husband, times about 25, because I've never been that aggravated with him, but I sat down and wrote it on my couch. I remember sitting there, and it took me about 20 minutes to write it, and I had, of course, no idea then that it would ever get a chance to be on the radio or anything else, but it's another one I wrote by myself, and I wrote it just as a from a woman's place of being mad, I reckon.
I've got a cold.